5, and we will begin. Well, good morning, all of you that may be watching, and to all my colleagues who are from all over the state this morning. We are here to hold the public hearing that we said we would hold on March 31st, 2020, when we issued an interim order in regard to the suspension of deadlines in regard to non-criminal jury trials due to COVID-19. When the order went out, we asked for public comments or questions from the public. Today, we have received 5 public comments, no public questions. Some of the comments really don't relate to the interim rule. For example, one comment was requesting guidance on an ethics question. Well, that person was referred to the state bar, which has an ethics hotline, but it really isn't the subject of this hearing. We did receive a letter from the Clerk of Courts Association, who supports the interim rule. We received a letter from several circuit court judges who urges the court to delegate authority to the circuit courts to decide whether to conduct in-person hearings or trials. And we received a letter from one citizen who objects to the indefinite timeframe for the order that is currently in effect. In regard to that we've had a number of inquiries through our public information officer about how long the court will be in being able to safely open our courts. As you all know, I have established a statewide task force to develop a framework of criteria that can be individually applied by circuit courts to create a written plans, county by county, that will promote safely continuing court proceedings, including jury trials. And that matter just began last Wednesday, and we'll be meeting again on Monday and the following Friday. Wisconsin I carried us yesterday, on Wednesday rather. I don't know that they will carry each engagement of the task force, but it is streamed live on our website so the public can be apprised of what kind of progress we're making. And I am very hopeful we'll make good progress, but it remains to be seen because we've just basically gotten off the ground. Now, as I said, we have not received any specific questions for the court to answer today. On our website is the order that's posted, and that temporary order affects many different kinds of non-criminal trials. There are matters that come within Chapter 48, within Chapter 51, within Chapter 54, within Chapter 55, 799.20, parent 4, small claims actions for residential evictions would come within that, and Chapter 980, commitment proceedings for sexually violent persons, of course, come within that order as well. Then there are probably numerous areas throughout the statute that are affected by this interim order. We are hopeful that the court can go forward in a very firm fashion and be comfortable lifting this order within a short period of time. But at this particular point in time, the court has not had the opportunity to thoroughly consider where we might go or what we might do. As I said, all members of the court are here for the public hearing, and they were prepared to answer any questions that were provided to the court for this hearing. No questions were filed, and all of the matters that were filed are posted on the court's website for anyone who would like to individually read those matters. Therefore, there is nothing else for the court to consider at this hearing, and we will adjourn. Thank you.